big transfer news. This is exactly what we wanted to hear. Chelsea have reached an agreement with Brighton and Hove Albion to sign João Pedro. Now, this is music to my ears. This is the exact sort of signing that I have been desperate for Chelsea to make. We have gone for too long trying to sign these unknown, these unproven, prodigious young talents who might turn into something spectacular. What we get with João Pedro is a guarantee. We get a Premier League proven goal scorer. We get somebody who we know can undoubtedly do it in the Premier League. And that is why this is a top tier signing. That is why so many clubs have been looking at João Pedro. That is why Newcastle United were breaking their neck to get hold of João Pedro. That is why Liverpool were long term admirers of João Pedro. That is why Arsenal were majorly considering a bid for João Pedro. And that is why Chelsea have gone in for him. This is exactly what we need to be doing. We have signed a player who we know can do it in the Premier League. We have signed the exact kind of player that we need. What do Chelsea need? We need a versatile, guaranteed goal scorer. We need somebody that we know who can do it in the Premier League. We need an elevation on somebody as ridiculous as Nicholas Jackson. We need somebody who can both challenge and educate Liam Delap. Now, this does our title credentials and our ambition of doing well in the Champions League the world of good. Don't get me wrong, I don't think we're going to win the league. I don't think we have a chance of winning the league. But what this does is it puts us in contention. It makes us a serious club. It makes us a serious contender. Because, basically, since this new ownership have taken over, we've been a joke. We've been a punchline. And suddenly, we are rediscovering our former greatness. Suddenly, we are moving in the right direction. Suddenly, we are making these kind of statement signings because this is perfect. This really is the exact kind of player that I wanted us to sign. He is probably the jewel in the crown of players that Chelsea could potentially sign. If you think about players that Chelsea could potentially sign who are Premier League proven that are realistic signings, I can't really think of anybody. You know, in Mateus Cunha was a great player last year. He was highly coveted, and he ultimately signed for Manchester United. Very good signing for them. Brian Mbeumo has been long-term linked with Manchester United. Thomas Frank was trying to hijack the bid, take him to Tottenham. Again, he was a jewel in the crown of the season last year. Ritter at Brentford was also a jewel in the crown. But João Pedro, I believe, is actually the guy. He's actually the standout player because he's been doing it for so long. He's been doing it at such a high level. He's shone since he came to this country. I think he arrived from Fluminense and he's basically been brilliant ever since. Watford fans love him. Watford fans truly idolise him. They think he is a Watford fan of a particular generation. He is the best player that they've seen play for the club. That's how good João Pedro was for them. And you could say exactly the same thing for Brighton and Hove Albion. And there have been moments where I've just thought this bloke is so much better than Brighton. He's such a good player. So clearly cut for something better and bigger and a more broad challenge and a more serious football club. It's so obvious that that is what he was destined for. There was a moment, actually, I was watching it through what do they call it these days? A hate watch, right? I was watching this game. It was when Brighton played Marseille. And obviously, I really wanted Marseille to win. Marseille, a big football club, great history, great icons have played for them. Over the years, you think about Chris Waddle and Eric Cantona and Jean-Pierre Papin. Like, they're a wicked football club, Marseille, with brilliant fans. And obviously, they won a European Cup in my lifetime. They have truly partisan supports. And when my first time I ever went to watch Chelsea away from home in Europe, I saw Robert Pires score for them against Chelsea. Like, that is how good... That is how good a player Pires was. But it's also sort of how big I've seen Marseille. And I remember watching that game, and in the last minute, João Pedro scored an unbelievable rocket of a goal. And you think, gosh, this geezer is scoring goals of that magnitude, goals of that quality, goals against a team who I consider to be a European powerhouse. And when you are a Brazil international who's scoring goals in the Premier League and then scoring goals for a club like Brighton against clubs like Marseille, you're serious. You are ready for a proper challenge. And obviously, Chelsea have detected that that is the trajectory that this bloke is on. And obviously, Newcastle United have detected that that is the trajectory that this bloke is on. Because Newcastle were desperate to sign him. But the great thing is, he only wanted to sign for Chelsea. And that's just music to my ears. Players who actually want to come to the club. Players who it isn't about money, it's about the project, it's about the club, it's about the club's history, it's about maybe being in London, but he only had eyes for Chelsea. And obviously, Newcastle United is a very alluring prospect. They've got financial, you know, the wolf isn't at the door for Newcastle United. There's plenty of money up there. They have a wonderful team, some great players, and in my opinion, a manager who should be the England manager. That's how good Newcastle are. They're in the Champions League, they've just won silverware. Alexander Isak is the best striker in the league, in my opinion. But he still only wanted to sign for Chelsea. And that's a really good sign. And everything that I'm learning about João Pedro, I just feel like he is a Chelsea player. You know, some players, you just feel like they are Chelsea players. Diego Costa, when he was playing for Atletico Madrid, I was looking at Diego Costa and he just felt like a Chelsea player. And he ultimately signed for Chelsea and became a Chelsea player. Some Chelsea players, they feel very Chelsea, but they don't actually get to the club. You know, I was dreaming of Aguero. I saw Aguero score for Atletico Madrid in their old stadium, actually. Calderon, wasn't it? It scored a volley right in front of where we were sat. And when Aguero scored that volley, everybody in the stadium just kind of went, that's going to be the moment that Roman Abramovich takes him to Chelsea. But Abramovich wanted Torres, and that was a terrible move. And he went to City and he became a Premier League icon. And it was a sliding doors moment. João Pedro feels like such a Chelsea player. He plays with such an edge. He plays with such a nastiness. He plays with such a will to win. And I know people won't like what I'm about to say, so I apologise in advance, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know, what do they call it these days? The dark arts. I like them. There's a place for them. They're important. You know when people get really vexed about someone diving? And I know João Pedro is partial to a dive. There is absolutely nothing wrong with it. Do what you have to do to win the game. And João Pedro is most certainly that. Like, he missed the last two games of Brighton season, didn't he? Because he had what I believe is code word for a massive punch-up with his Brighton teammate, that Van Heek. Like, they've gone for it. They've had a major bust-up. Obviously, we know that the manager, as Hörsel, has just basically said, no big deal, it's all fine. But he did miss the final two games of the season. Like, you know when they played Tottenham, he was nowhere to be seen. And it's because he's had a major argument with a teammate. So, ultimately, there is an edge to his game. Very ambitious. Brazil international. Plays with flair, plays with spark. Can do it up front. Can do it a little bit behind. Can play across the front line, gives Enzo Maresca a plethora of options, and most crucially, he's so much better than Nicholas Jackson, because I am so bored of Nicholas Jackson. Do you know, I've kind of got bored of the argument of pretending that Nicholas Jackson's a good footballer. You know, when he does something fairly normal, or even does something fairly good, you know, he's obviously decent. I just don't think he's anywhere near decent enough for us. But you know this kind of myth that we all have to buy into, where we've been gaslit to believe that Nicholas Jackson is a good enough player to lead the line for Chelsea? It's utterly ridiculous. Like, he's just nowhere near good enough to play for Chelsea. Like, he genuinely is nowhere near good enough. He's cost us time and time again. He cost us at the Club World Cup the other day. He did his best to cost us when we went to St. James's Park towards the end of the season. And realistically, he is just nowhere near good enough. And I'm not the only one who thinks it. I believe that the board are desperately trying to offload Nicholas Jackson. A good friend of mine bumped into someone fairly influential when he was in Philadelphia queuing up for a cheesesteak, and apparently it was said that they're trying to offload him. So Nicholas Jackson is just not the man for Chelsea. And if you can bring in a player like Liam Delap, who feels very Chelsea, look at the goal that he scored, the quality of the goal that he scored in the Club World Cup, where he just gently eases the ball into the back of net, takes it, spins, rolls it in. I know the keeper didn't do enough, but it's just a lovely way to finish a goal. So accomplished, so Harry Kane-like. Just gently ease the ball into the net, pass it in. Don't need to break the net. You just roll your man, you drop the shoulder, you leave the keeper no option but to go one way, and you send the ball into the opposite corner. Elite level finishing. That is what Liam Delap is, but he's still a kid, and we need to protect and preserve him. So bringing in somebody like João Pedro, who's obviously further along in the journey, you know, he's a goal scorer, a proven goal scorer in the Premier League. It felt like he was scoring for Brighton all the time. How many times do you watch Brighton play and he's scoring? What's he got, 30 Premier League goals? Like, he's ready. He's ready for the here and now, and it's so refreshing for Chelsea to sign a player who is ready. Yeah, there's potential, and I understand how this kind of works for both Venn diagrams. You've got the Venn diagram, which I believe in, which is sign players that are ready. Sign monsters today. Sign 28-year-old geezers that are ready to go and win you a league now. Go and sign a Michael Ballack. Nothing wrong with it. Go and sign somebody who is proven today. In the way, they don't always have to be expensive. They don't always have to be glamorous. Like, we went and signed Gary Cahill and he won the Champions League and the FA Cup 6 months later. Like, just go and sign proven footballers. And Liam Delap is that to a degree. But what I want is that. And that's one school of thought. The other paradigm is something completely different, which is like, we're going to sign players who have never played in the Premier League before. We're going to sign 16-year-olds. We're going to put them on 10-year contract. I feel like a player of this quality, a player that we are signing here in João Pedro, I feel like he is the grey area of both Venn diagrams. You end up in a situation where you sign a player who has bags of potential, who could go on to become one of the best footballers in the world, could go on to lead the line for Brazil for the next 10 years. But he's also ready. So you're signing potential, but you're marrying up the potential with a proven track record of goal scoring, elite level goal scoring in the biggest moments, goal scoring in the Premier League, goal scoring in the European competitions, goal scoring against big clubs like Marseille. And that is what we have here. And like I say, I think this is brilliant. It's exactly what we need. And I'm starting to get quite excited by our front line. If Maresca, and this is a big if, because I still have my doubts, but if Maresca can get this right, suddenly we have a player who's hungry in the way that, you know, the way that João Pedro was so hungry under De Zerbi. They seem to have like a really good relationship, didn't they? If Maresca can kind of get that out of him, I honestly think that he could become a fan favourite at Chelsea. I think he's exactly the kind of player that we fall in love with. And you think about the track record, you think about the potential, and you think about where we could be next year. If this goes well, and Liam Delap lands, and João Pedro lands, and those two are pushing each other on, those two are scoring goals, those two assisting goals for one another, because João Pedro, the brilliance is, he will be able to play instead of Liam Delap when necessary, but crucially, he will be able to play alongside Liam Delap when necessary. So it's music to my ears. I'm genuinely over the moon. And not only is it a massive signing for us, but there's an element of sneer to it. There's an element of cutthroat business to it. There's an element of being slightly Machiavellian. Arsenal wanted him. Like, that isn't me just trying to position it. Arsenal wanted him. They did. They were manoeuvring. They were considering it. Yeah, they might want someone else more. They might want somebody a little bit proven more. But Arsenal are certainly keeping tabs on him. And we've got one over on them. And Newcastle United were doing everything that they possibly can to make sure that he ended up a Newcastle United player. And Newcastle United are major rivals of Chelsea now. That's the way that it is. They've become a team who we have to take very seriously. They've become a team who can compete with us for silverware. They've become a team that can compete with us for players. And they've become a team that can compete with us for top four, five spots. So getting one over on them is equally important. I am delighted with this signing. And it's the first time that I have been this happy for a very long time. Thank you all for watching. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Do you think João Pedro is an excellent signing for Chelsea? Do you agree with my assessment here? But I'm starting to buzz about this. Debut video in the new studio. What do you reckon? It's hot. I hope you've enjoyed it. Do me a favour. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And if you have enjoyed the video, please do me the honour of clicking subscribe. Hope you're well. And I look forward to seeing what you have to say in the comment section below. In a bit.